Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my new book, The Age of the Customer, is at ageofthecustomer.com. Also, at Amazon, if you want to go there, too. But you can learn a lot more about the book at ageofthecustomer.com. John Harrison is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Making Mammon Serve You, the president of Aspire FA. He's a certified financial planner, also an ordained minister. John, thanks again for being here. We're talking about having possession of customer and client information, or maybe even just having a direct connection to them, and our own technology, our own data, gets breached. Maybe it's as simple as we can't serve them anymore because our own data has gotten compromised. Our own networks have gotten compromised. Or it could be as bad as the fact that we have information of our customers and we've allowed that to be compromised, and the bad guys now have all of that.
That
can happen with two clicks of a mouse, can't it?
It really can, and the best defense is still really simple things that you always hear, but many of us don't do. For instance, using complex passwords that people can't readily guess, and a complex password...
You mean the ones after I make them I can't remember?
Exactly, and there's a neat way to make yourself
like hiding something so nobody else can find it, and then later you realize that you can't find it either.
Exactly, you hit it so well. But there's a neat way, I'll tell you in a second, to make a complex password and leave yourself a written hint that nobody else will get. And one of the things that makes a password complex in the age of computerized attacks is it's at least 14 characters long and contains some special characters. It's not just a word or two.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a word in the dictionary or two words in the dictionary, they can run what they call dictionary attacks and just keep trying different passwords, and they can do that really fast. And they'll break through. But if you use a phrase, a whole sentence, and you play with capitalization and there's numbers and special remarks, special characters in there, it makes it basically unbreakable. And most people won't do that. So many people use default passwords, the ones you always hear about, things like password or let me in, or if they put a number after the end of their password, it's always the number one.
Right.
Or worse yet, they'll buy a device like a wireless modem and stick with the default password that came with it, and things of that nature. So never do that. Use complex passwords. And one neat way to do that without having to write them down is to pick a book. It could be your own book. It could be the Bible or something. And your hint is simply a page number, like this is password 98. And then you know your methodology is to take the bottom line of text from that page and to use all the first letters, the first words that are on that page of the book. Now, since you're the only one who knows what the book is, it's not something that somebody else who sees the 98 hint will get.
Right, right.
But you won't forget it, and you'll always be able to access your password. And don't use the same password for multiple things. Have a whole bunch of them. But that's one of the things that's very simple. Consider encryption programs for your computer. TrueCrypt is free, and it's a pretty good one.
What does it do?
It basically renders everything on your computer that you put in the encrypted section. It renders it unreadable to someone who doesn't have the encryption key. And it means that even if somebody walks off with your laptop or your iPad or something, they can't use the information that's on it. They can't read it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important because sometimes things are still stolen that way, where someone walks away from their office or they are in a Panera Bread somewhere and they run up to grab a drink and they come back and the computer's gone.
Right.
So many data thefts happen because of dumb mistakes. I recently read about a hospital that dumped a bunch of medical records in a landfill. And they were found blowing around.
Unbelievable.
And there's also high-tech things to watch out for that you never would think of if you're an honest person, but they're out there. In 2011, MIT did a paper that says, you know, the day is coming when people will be able to steal your ATM password by aiming an infrared camera at the keypad after you leave.
Just to see where the moisture was.
Yeah, and in 2011, they said the good news is such cameras cost about $18,000, and they're big and bulky, so practically you won't run into this.
Right.
Well, now such cameras fit on the back of your iPhone, and they're under $200.
Right.
So one of the things they tell you is when you use a keypad that has plastic or rubberized keys, use your fingers to cover the keys that you're not using so that they're all warm. Because somebody with one of these on their phone can come right after you and know.
Do not need, just don't use an ATM.
Yes. Then there's an old-fashioned approach.
I don't use ATM.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have a debit card.
Okay. I do, most people do, and I do tell people if you have a debit card, only use it at your bank's ATM. Don't use it for your online purchases. Don't use it for, you know, use a credit card for those other things.
Well, if you have a debit breach, you just lost your money, right?
Well, most banks do have a limit of liability to protect you. However, it usually does involve some loss on your part, typically $50, and it also depends on how fast you report it. So a credit card is safer, for instance. If someone accesses your bank and you don't realize it for a while, you could be in a lot of trouble.
But the main thing, folks, is on a back to the business application of these cautions. Just, you know, the more you have, of course, you don't want your own stuff to be compromised. And one of the things that we're finding out, a previous guest, John, reminded us that the bad guys are going down market. You know, they're not sticking with Target and Home Depot. They're going down market to Aspire FA and Small Business Advocate. You know what I mean? They're going down to the little guys and maybe finding their way back up to the big guys.
Right.
So folks, if you've got customer data, especially, you don't want to lose those customers. You got to protect them. Do whatever you can. Tintil, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.